And if you'd like to follow this little sermon, then it'd be helpful to turn back to that reading that we had, the second reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, the last few verses, page 50 of the New Testament. Now, the question I come to this passage with is, what impresses you? Here we have a description of Jesus. He was obviously a bit tired out. Maybe he'd had a long day in Jerusalem. Or he'd had a busy morning and a busy mid-afternoon, and he just needed to sit down for a few minutes. And he found a good place to sit down, just opposite the treasury. Now, the treasury was a very special end of the temple courtyard where people came to give their gifts. This was the place where people gave to the work of the Lord in the temple. And there was a crowd. It was a busy place. This was an important place. And what impresses you about this place? Well, at the end of 41, it says, many rich people put in large sums. That might be what impresses you. Certainly would have been very impressive in some ways. The rich people came and they emptied out their large money bags. All those loud coins clattering into the treasury chest. It would have been impressive in some ways. Is that what impresses you about this short account of Jesus' little rest in Jerusalem? Well, it's not what impresses me. And it's obviously not what impresses Mark, as he writes in just these few sentences about that little occasion. Because so far in the description, we haven't had the main player. Mark picks out, verse 42, a poor widow who came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. So, in some ways, this wasn't so impressive. The noise which those two small coins made as they went down into the treasury chest probably wouldn't have been noticed by anybody. And yet, Mark mentions this poor widow because Jesus talks about this poor widow. But before we get there, I'd just like to say something I'm impressed by. I'm impressed that there was a place in Jerusalem where everybody came, and everybody played their part as the people of God. Yes, the rich people gave, and gave large sums. And the poorest of people came, and they gave too. Because giving is something which is a call to all of the people of God, rich and poor. I'm impressed that this woman came. She didn't think, oh, you know, I'm so poor, it's not really for me. I'll leave the giving to all those richer people. Nobody will notice my little two coins anyway. Makes hardly any difference. What's the point? She didn't think like that. She obviously thought like this. I am one of the people of God, and so I'm going to play my part as one of the people of God. And okay, I can't do what some of the other people do, but I'm going to do what I can do, because I too am one of the people of God. And all of the people of God are called to come to the temple, to worship and to give. And so that's what I'm impressed by, that she and the temple authorities who welcomed all people understood that this was something that all the people of God did as part of their worship. That's impressive. There was no shutting people out because they didn't have enough to contribute. There were no layers of privilege or anything. Everyone came to the same chest in the temple courts. This was something for everyone who was a person of God. And then, finally, we come on to what Jesus was impressed by. Can you see in verse 43, he'd been watching this, and he was so impressed, he called his disciples over and made a point. Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. So what Jesus is saying is that her gift is more impressive than their gifts, which is a challenge. It's a challenge to the disciples' thinking. That's why Jesus put it out there. It's a challenge to our thinking. If we tend to think that richer people have more to contribute, that's not how God sees it. Indeed, the poor woman's contribution was greater. Why? Why might that be? Well, what Jesus says is that the richer people contributed out of their abundance, whereas the poor woman gave sacrificially out of her little. And so that sacrificial giving is much more impressive. Yes, all contributions are welcome. But what is Jesus impressed with? Sacrificial giving. Giving which hurts the giver, because it is a sacrifice. Giving which means this poor woman probably is going to go short at tea time and not have a plateful. Giving which we feel as a sacrifice. That's what Jesus is impressed with here. And he makes it clear to others. So what impresses you? Often when it comes to things about money and wealth, we can be easily impressed by the things which don't matter in God's eyes. Let's make sure that we take our place as the people of God, as givers, and that we understand and follow Jesus' teaching that sacrificial giving is most impressive. All contributions are welcome, but sacrificial giving is what impresses Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, that you show us your truth and you lead us in that truth. Thank you, Lord God, that you challenge our shallow thinking and our society's wrong thinking. And please, Lord, help us to put things right in our minds and in our hearts and in our actions. For your name's sake, amen.